Right, bows and bow ties. So, yeah, I'm running this through StreamYard. I had it set up so that when I got in the car, all I had to do was push the button and I could just focus on what I'm doing here. So, yeah, I want to talk for a second about this trend of people are making content where I feel like they're taking shots at marriage. And it's interesting. And some of it is deserved. I think there's a lot of projection going on. For those of you who are new to my channel, I'm the Black Opinionated Woman, also known as a Belle. Anyway, so this is what I want to say. I see a trend in content creators making videos regarding Black women in particular being married. So, on the one side, I feel like people keep talking about you need to embrace the soft life, you need partnership and everything like that. But there's a lot of content being made about y'all aren't happy. And studies say this, studies say that, and all this stuff, and you guys are lonely. And not only do they want to say, or let me phrase that. Not only are they reporting on, we think you guys are just lonely like us, all of this stuff, right? It's almost like there's a little bit of schadenfreude involved. And for those of you who don't know what schadenfreude is, it's when you delight or take pleasure in someone's demise or downfall. And I'm like, wait a second. Why are we doing this? This is why I say there's no sisterhood. Because there is an overpreponderance of material now on single women wanting to take shots at people being married. Now, let me just say this about marriage. Marriage, or relationships in general, but I'm speaking about being in a covenant relation in a marriage. It's very difficult. And like any relationship, you're going to experience highs and lows. What's the advantage a single person has is when they experience a low, they just punt, right? Oftentimes, they may or may, well, look, you can find exceptions in every situation, but let me just say this. A single person has license to just punt. A married person has taken vows, and they're in a covenant, right? And so now, you are forced to work through some things. So I want to talk about loneliness for a second. There were periods of time when I was single. I was incredibly lonely. But I didn't always want to be in a relationship either. Because I was busy, I was traveling, all kinds of things. There was a time when I was single, I was lonely. And a lot of it's just because I had many things happening and I didn't necessarily have room for a relationship. And because I had so many things going on, some good, some bad, like my situation was what it was. You know, I was dealing with all kinds of things and I felt like I was alone and lonely. But I had to strengthen my relationship with Jesus. Now, I'm going to give you the flip side of the coin. I want to give a news flash to everybody. Yes, it is normal to feel lonely at times, even if you are married, because you're still a human. You know, people think that as soon as someone is dealing with a form of loneliness, like, see, I told you about being married. I'm like, wait a second. Marriage or not? There are times when you can feel lonely, and that's the reason why you need to have a relationship with Jesus. You need to have that confidant, that friend. Let me tell you something. For people to get out here and make content, like, I don't understand why there is this trend in single women taking shots at marriage. It is unbelievable. But what I want to say is, I'm just talking about loneliness for a second. Married or not, there are times you will feel like that. So this isn't some sort of gotcha moment. This isn't some sort of aha. there have been times when I was alone in my marriage. I'll tell you the reason why. Number one, I was changing. I was changing. I changed a lot when I started having 500 kids. I changed a lot when I went from being a professional to being a stay-at-home mom back to being a professional, right? Talk about experiencing imposter syndrome. Talk about being overwhelmed with kids, especially when I have my twins. Talk about the change in the relationships with friends. Some people don't want to see you when you're up. They only want to see you when you're down. Talk about your relationship with your significant other changes. That's where the covenant part comes in, when you got to work through it. We're both changing. Ideally, you want to change at the same time through together, but sometimes it's not even. There's so much that goes. Now, I just said some surface stuff, right? I don't get into my real personal business because it's none of your business. But you go through these changes, right? And that's when the foundation really has to be solidified. You will be lonely at times, married or not. Now, let me get into the conversation about, they'll talk about being a woman who's got this husband who isn't doing all this work or whatever. Let me just say this. I'm sorry that I keep wiping my eyes. You know when you get out of the shower and you feel like your face is clean, but for whatever reasons you're still tired and you're checking your eyes to make sure that you... I don't know why I'm feeling like this, because I actually had two passes over my face today. Don't ask me why. Anyway, so I'm making sure my moisturizer is moisturizing my skin. Sorry, I digress. So listen, for people who are in relationships where they are not getting enough help, yes, people want to go out of their way to blame men for why they are not helping children. I mean, helping with rearing children. And yes, they are part of the problem. But also, women have allowed for men, they did not put any requirements on these men. I remember when I had my twins, and I was like, okay, this is a lot. Because I still had a toddler and I still had a child. I was worn out, and I would just go into my closet and I'd want to break down in tears. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm just not that good of a housewife. I hate this. I loved my kids, but I was miserable because I just felt like I was going. There are some women who delight in that. I did not. I was like, I'm tired of being out and about and people just talk to me like I'm stupid. Blah, blah, blah. Remember, in a previous video, I talked about my insecurity of being a stay-at-home mom. I hated a lot of things, and I remember I had to talk to my husband. I was like, you know, this is a lot. I just wasn't having a good time. It took some time, but I had to communicate with my husband. Like, I can't do this. Like, this is a lot. Like, and he had to start stepping up, right? Like, this is a process. Because he was trying to figure out, he was trying to learn how to be a good husband, a good father. It didn't happen overnight. Now, let me tell you, my husband takes on a lot of duties too. We're both working. I'll give you a good example. Today, I'm on my way to work. He has to take my car to drive to work today because his car is in a shop for routine maintenance, just, you know, whatever. So we're down the car. He's got to come home. My son is home from college. He's got to be taken to the place to go get stuff. So he's got to run errands. When he gets home, we don't have any sports tonight, I don't think. So actually tonight is a down night because things were canceled, blah, blah, blah. But normally, I think he would have to go take my son to something. I would take my daughter. But the point is, he's running around just as much as I am. As a matter of fact, he had to take on coaching duties for depending on which team and stuff like that. He had to take on some things so that I could do other things too. we are fortunate that we're like, okay, wait a second. We have to pay someone to come and clean our home routinely, right? Because we can't do it all with four kids. So we were fortunate and privileged that we can do that. We are, he had to help take on the duties. So check this out, ladies and gentlemen. We have a schedule that we flip-flop on certain days. Tuesdays and Fridays are my so-called later days. So the days that he gets home before me, he makes sure dinner is prepared. It's whoever gets home first. It has to be a partnership. Whoever gets home first. And let me tell you how we've got it figured out. We've gotten to the point where we don't care. We don't argue. Whatever the person makes, that's what it is. So if we make it from scratch, great. Lately, I've been like, you know what? I've got HelloFresh coming to my house 2 days out of the week just to try something new, right? Just to have it already pre-sectioned off. I don't like everything. I'm just experimenting with it. I don't want 5 million meals, just a couple to help supplement, right? Because at this point, we are so busy. And, or like yesterday, we haven't had this in a long time because we've been preparing meals, but I literally, on the way home, called and just said I wanted pizza and wings delivered to the house. My schedule got flip-flopped this week. We had some things going on that the whole schedule has been thrown off, and I just didn't have enough cycles. Next week, my kids have their band concert, holiday concert. That throws some stuff off, right? So we're going to be maneuvering again. Where am I going with this? This required me to actually communicate with my husband over the years. Like, I need your help. We have to help each other. I can't do everything. I'm not doing a good job at anything. I'm failing at everything. Now, I want to circle back to the single women coming for marriage. What I think is really happening is there's a lot of projection. I think the women are projecting. I think the women out here, there's many of them are misery loves company. I don't know how this ended up in my TikTok feed. I haven't been on in a day or two, so I need to get on and see what's going on tonight because I don't know why, but I really enjoy TikTok. There's this woman who's reporting on, she calls it hospice wives. Now, she's not all wrong, but she is telling women who are 40 years old, don't get married. If you get married, you will end up being a hospice wife. I'm like, wait a second. Why don't you tell women, don't marry these types of men? That's what you do, right? Say, hey, look, this is what you should look for. But the women who are out here putting out this messaging, these women, from my understanding, don't have a relationship that they're not married. But I find it interesting, you got a lot of single women who may have never been married wanting to report on marriage. And instead of telling people marriage is bad, black men are bad, there's a lot of bad black men out here, okay? But not, I mean, I shouldn't have to qualify. Because a lot of them are on some mess, like they are. But instead of sitting here saying, don't get married, okay? Maybe they should be saying, hey, they should be putting their hand up. They should be imploring to the masses, hey, if there are any happy relationships or healthy relationships, can you please identify yourself so that we can start to see what this looks like, so we can start to align with people to figure out how do we move forward? How do we have successful relationships? Instead, this is bad messaging that's being promoted, like being married to Black people being married is bad. Being married to a bad person is bad. But I am seeing this. It's so bizarre. So we have gone from being mad at the men, and you should be, right? So stop dating these bad men, right? Now there's this trend on single women coming after married women. You know what's interesting? Most of the married women don't get out here on social media because they don't have the cycles, right? They're too busy living their lives. They don't get out here to refute it. There's no upside to getting on these apps and refuting it. It is outrageous all these women are going out of their way to report on why married women are unhappy. I'm like, y'all seem unhappy. All of your content is negative. All of your content is full of vitriol. All of your content is full of dragging other demographics, married women, black men. Look, a lot of these black men need to be dragged, truth be told. But there's this unhealthy amount of time spent on focusing on other people. It's amazing how you don't see a lot of married people getting on here yipping and yapping, because they're too busy living their lives. Half of the people I know, they have no concept of what's happening. So they're like, how do I get onto these social media apps? They don't even care. They're not even focused on it. They are like, I'm too busy trying to raise my family and live my life. And let me just say for the record, single people, if you think for one moment that you would not, that you're not supposed to feel any sort of discomfort or loneliness or whatever in a marriage, then you don't understand it. You don't understand marriage. Let me tell you something. My husband and I have been through some highs and some lows, okay? We have been through all of it, and we seem to be in a good place. But this took years of working at it and building a foundation and communicating when we didn't want to, because there's times where there were times where there was like virtually no communication. Yeah, I know he was sick of me. I was sick of him. I was all the way sick of that man. But it took a lot of work. And now I'm starting to understand what people who before me were saying. They were like, let me tell you something. It takes a lot of talking, a lot of working through. There are things you will compromise on. There are things that they will learn to see where you're coming from. They're like, it's work. Part of the work is the journey. It's the maturity. But to listen to women who never experienced this covenant talk about marriage, I'm like, maybe you should spend time trying to seek out healthy and happy marriages. And even the ones that you find that are healthy and happy, most of them are going to tell you they went through something. They came through this fire. And that's the reason why some of them are built like Teflon. Like, they're like Teflon. They're like four tough. Did I just compare two different types of materials? And I'm just sitting here thinking, like, I think the women who are doing it, it's like they're taking pleasure in watching some of these women who are in really unhealthy relationships that are virtually they're irreparable or whatever, right? And that's their way of saying, see, you're just like us. This is why I'm never going to get, I'm like, give me a break. Because let me tell you something. I see a lot of single women out here who proclaim to be happy and they're not. I can tell by the things they say and how they're moving. I can tell. Some of these women are so unhappy and so hateful. The only thing they can do is dress up the outside to look good. But the inside is rotten. They're angry because they may have been mistreated and now they're mistrustful. There's so much I can say. But anyway, I'm seeing this trend in single women bashing married women in their relationships. And I'm trying to figure out, what is the upside? So now what? You're making fun of some of these relationships that are just messed up? So what is your goal? A lot of them, I think their goal is to convince women not to be married. I'm like, you need to be happy and you need to be healthy. That's what you need. And if it's in a single state, that is okay too. But to sit there and convince women that marriage ain't what you want, I'm like, this is wild to me. This is wild to me. I don't know. I mean, there's more I want to get into, but I just feel like I try not to make my lives too deep, right? Because oftentimes people don't I don't know. Maybe I need to take a change and go deeper. But I'm not interested in sharing all my personal business or anything like that, right? There has to be a separation. But I would say to all these single women who think they're doing something by getting out here bashing married women, there is something in you that you have not addressed. There's something going on with you that you feel like you have to make this your content. Because at the end of the day, most of these married women are not out here bashing single women online. But look, you can find some. I'm sure if you look hard enough, you can find some. But married women are too busy living their lives. Like, it's hard for me to get people to come. I don't even ask anymore. Every single woman I know, black and white, is kind of like, we are so busy trying to schedule in our downtime. Like, right now, I've been trying to schedule with this one woman. And I'm talking about black and white. We have been trying to schedule some stuff for like 3 weeks, and we literally have the exact opposite schedule. And we have been intentional. Like, she's offering up days and times. I'm like, I literally cannot do that day and time. I offer up something she can't do. She's like, you know, I have to do so-and-so. This woman happens to be white. My friend from high school, we're trying to resync up too, right? Because she's been working like crazy. So we're just like, heck, like, why can't we get this time right? Our schedules are the opposite. Where I'm going with it is these are all married women who are just living their lives. Another person I know from my daughter's sports team, we literally had to pull out our phones. We were at a game, so we talked about getting together for drinks, right? We literally pulled out our phones the other day and tried to put something on the calendar, and there still may be a conflict. Where I'm going with it is married women are not out here spending all day trying to figure out how to dog single women. They don't do that because they don't have the cycles for it. Single women are out here, single with no kids especially, they are out here clowning. I'm like, why are you so preoccupied trying to take down somebody else's relationship? Focus on you. All right, let me get off of this app because I'm just running my mouth. Man, if you don't go, this is a green light. Okay, you guys let me know if there's a talking point that you think has been missed. I'm sure there's many. I just didn't want to go crazy this morning. Have a good one.